when you learn Hindi, whoever is learning Hindi, he must always be getting confused on this point, that when we have to use the word as female and when we have to use the word as male. Like there are two things, ped katta hai, the trees falls down and a branch falls down. In English, there is no distinction that whether tree is male or branch is male. But in Hindi, ped girta hai, dali girti hai. Ped means tree, girta hai, and dali means branch, girti hai. Why the difference is here? We Hindi speaking also don't. From the very beginning we are using this thing, so we have owned it. Why the difference is there? I may have to see the grammar, if grammar can distinguish. I think even our Hindi grammar is also not capable to distinguish.
In the French language.
Of means of lower quality, and cyst means leftover, that remnant. So this flute is, this Venu is drinking the real essence of nectar, leaving the nectar of lower quality. Now Maharaj is giving that rag. The nature of a rag is to remain unsatisfied, dissatisfied. What is it? Insatiable. Insatiable tendency is the characteristic of a person who is situated at the status of rag. So, in this state, the high class situated devotee never feels himself satisfied by Hari Katha, by Naam. He is always greedy and always hankering after. Yes.
Highest class devotee
is always greedy to listen more and more. Look at this Venu. He is also the same nature. He is there and drinking the nectar, then he should go away. No, he is not satisfied. Coming, he wants to remain there forever and keep on taking that nectar again and again, more and more. This is the nature of Radharani which she is superimposing on Venu. Therefore, when Krishna relishes the nectar of gopis and that comes on the lips of Krishna, it becomes Maha 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 Prasad. Prasad is okay, Maha Prasad is better, Maha Maha Prasad is better, more better, and Maha 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 Prasad is best. So this Venu is taking the best and leaving the rest. Then Maharaj was giving the example of, then you know, if you eat anything and if you take out its gutli, what do you call gutli?
Seed.
Then you will always throw it like bear if you eat. And if you take out the seed, will you again take it inside your mouth?
No.
Never. You always throw it away. But there is only one fruit
mango.
Of which seed you take again and again.
Mango.
That is mango. When you eat mango, its gutli is there, you always suck it and keep on sucking it. So, this is the nature of a devotee when he gets the thing of such a high relishment and nectar, then he drink it again and again, again and again. It's nearly finished. It's finished. Therefore, the real devotee, he keeps on eating and eating, and even if he throws away, then also there are some greedy, like there was one devotee, Jhadu, his name was Jhadu Thakur. Jhadu Thakur. He was waiting for that when this Vaishnava will throw away this seed of mango and I will take it as Maha 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 Prasad.
So that was Kalidas. Kalidas.
Kalidas. He visited Jadu Thakur.
He visited Jadu Thakur. Jadu Thakur threw his feet away and Kalidas took it. Same Kalidas who washed the feet of Mahaprabhu. Therefore, these gopis are so much absorbed. Radha Rani is so much absorbed. She is so much in intense mood that she is considering Venu as maid, because her absorption in Krishna and her greediness to keep on enjoying it again and again. So she is considering that Venu as male. Maharaj was saying one thing more, that gopis are relishing, or they are so much high class possessor of the nectar that Krishna is relishing the nectar from them. They are having the unnat ujjwal ras, and that unnat ujjwal ras is being tasted by Krishna. And what is that gopis are tasting? What is that Krishna is tasting? This is a very high class thing, and in the mundane platform is difficult to understand. So we should do very deeply our bhajan, and then we will start understanding this thing, that how the exchange of this nectar giving to each other takes place. For Premanande.
English and Ramchandra also speaking in English.
We can just start with the Srimad Bhagavatam verse.
Yeah.
Gurudev spoke about being fearless, and he spoke so much in English also.
किसके लिए बोल रहे थे?
चरण गोपास गोपा की मात्र दयं कुसलं स्मामेनु दामोदर राधार सुधामो बिगोपिनानं भुंते सयं जदवशिष्ट रसं हिदिन्नो हिष्टत्चु अश्रु मुमुचु तरवु जथारज्य In this श्लोक Sanatana Goswami, taken from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21st chapter, sloka number 9, called Venugut. Gopis, they are saying, O Sakhi, I don't know this. Niras means
dry
flowers. What in previous life he has done, hard, strong austerities, I don't know. Because these fruits also drinking Sri Krishna's Adharamritam. And you take it. Nishchay Rupe Paan Kar Rahi Hai. Nishchay Rupe, these fruits also drinking the drinking Krishna's Adharamritam. In
Nishchay Rupe.
In full, what is it? Nishchay Rupe.
Completely.
Ab bolne baadhi ho. Kyun? Nishchay means completely. Not taking rest.
Nirantar.
Nishchay Rupe mein thodi si bhi nahi rak karke. Completely drinking the nectar.
Fullest extent.
Nishchay Rupe means constant, nirantar, or
no, like Nishchay Rupe not nirantar.
Sampurna
Rupe say. Completely. Drinking Sri Krishna's Adharamritam. You know Adharamritam? Understand or not? No, Ardhamritam? Nectar of his leaves. Yeah. If you not understand, again asked. Then also again and again to explain. On drinking the Ardhamritam and Venu is also very pleasure. And on singing the drinking of Venus, then all the rivers of Vrindavan, that means Manasi Ganga and Jamuna, they also so much pleasure. And automatically their heart is melted and also Ashashattik Vikar, Ashashattik Vikar raised in their heart. And and the trees, they are also showering their tears. Why? Because they are thinking, that means the trees are thinking, oh, Venu also took bath in our Bangsa, in our
dynasty.
So on singing the Subhagga?
Good fortune
of the fruits. Yeah. So all the trees, they are also they also pleasure. Yeah. And they also dropping the honey from their trees.
So the honey is the
trees.
In Venu Gita they use jubilant.
Yeah. Jubilant. Yeah. Here, this is the general meaning of this slok. Now Gurudev saying, Sanatana Goswami also give in this slok. In this slok, Sanatana Goswami glorify all the gopis, because when Mahabhav raised in their hearts, and that time they are saying they are thinking we are useless. Are they so much
useless?
When the Mahabhav is thinking, Gopi are thinking we are useless because we have no prem. As like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, na prema ganda osti hare darayupi. Subhagya krandayami varam prakasitam vina avulukasam avulukana lukanam. Then last.
Vibhami yad prana pratanga
chandra. Prana pratanga kim?
Vritha.
What is it?
Vibhami yad prana
pratanga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saying in the meaning of this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh, I have no prem in my heart. Why I cry? I am remembering of my fortune, not anything. So as like when Mahabhav raised in anybody's, they are thinking, oh, I have no prem. No prem in my heart. This is called humbleness.
Humility.
Humbleness?
Humility.
Daino.
Humility.
So, in this verse, gopis, they are saying, oh, we have no prem. We are unfortunate. But this fruits is so fortunate. Why? Because the fruits always staying in the lips of Krishna and always drinking nectar the lips of Krishna. So we have no prem and we are unfortunate. Okay. So Sanatana Goswami also saying, this verse is uttering by Srimati Radhika. Okay? Why? This prema is high in her, in Srimati Radhika. So Gurudev also is saying, Srimati Radhika is stage of Mahabhava. Mahabhava Sarupini Radha Thakurani. Srimati Radharani is the her self is what? Mahabhava Sarupini. So she uttering this slok. Understand everybody not? You? So Gurudev also explained, even Chandravali and Radhika of these two sakhis of Krishna, but Srimati Radhika is so higher than Chandravali. Why? Gurudev is saying, Srimati Radhika's also stage in higher. Adhirudha Mahabhav, Madan, Madanakha Mahabhav. No task in anybody, the Madanakha Mahabhav. Only this Madanakha Mahabhav in Srimati Radhika. In this Mahabhav, Srimati Radhika's Gurudev also saying, who can realize Srimati Radhika's mood? Uddhav, it is impossible. Uddhav, last day, Gurudev explained, Uddhav glorify the foot dust of the gopis very far away. Vande nanda brajastrinam pad renu avikshnu. So he also glorify the foot dust of the gopis very far away, not nearly. He does not touch the lotus feet of Krishna. Very far away he also doing vandana. Vandana?
Prayer
to the lotus feet of gopis.
He said Krishna, he doesn't
touch the gopis.
She does not touch the lotus feet of gopis. Not very closely to doing vandana, very far away. Yesterday, Gurudev also explained a Sanatana Goswami in his commentary, explained. So it is impossible for Uddhava to touch the Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani. And Chaitanya, Gurudev also saying, even Krishna himself could not realize that they are the Mahabhava. So Chaitanya, so Krishna now come in this Kali Yuga in the shape of combined Radha and Krishna. That is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and testing that the Mahabhava. So Gurudev also saying, it is impossible for Krishna to testing that the Mahabhava. Even Lalita Devi, Lalita Visakha, they can little, not fully to realize that the Madanakha Mahabhava.
Something.
Not fully. Because they also very nearby Srimati Radhika. They little. So who can realize? Only Gop Manjaris, they also realize. Why? Why? Yesterday I also saying, why? Why Rup Manjari they also realize the mood of Srimati Radhika? Yeah. Yesterday class I also saying very everything.
Second class.
Yeah.
Oh,
in here.
Oh, in here.
After the second class.
Oh.
Because?
Bolo. मंजरियां कैसे तत्त तत्त कैसे राधा रानी के भाव कैसे समझ जाती है
तत्त भाव इच्छा में
वो बात मैंने बोला था शाम को तो भी बोला था तत्त तो
वो इसलिए
अरे उनके भाव जो उनके ऊपर संक्रामित हो जाते हैं इतने याद नहीं लगती हो
Yeah. Whatever Bhav Radhika is feeling.
You understand? Because Srimati Radhika's all mood reflected in the heart of all Manjaris. So they can understand. Why? Why they reflected? Not the others, everybody is not. Why the Manjaris? Because they have the one-pointed Srimati Radhika. Yeah. Only they are words. Srimati Radhika is my heart and soul. Not going in the region. Not only they are singing Srimati Radhika. So I also explain. Jat what? Bande Nanda Krishna Pad. Jasam Hari Katha Udgitam. Hari Katha Udgitam. Udgitam means very loudly. Gitam, that means singing. Very loudly singing. And that time, this Lila Katha, the spark, what?
Sprinkle,
reflected in anybody's heart, they can understand. Who Srimati Radhika is the topmost? So Srimati Radhika's one the mood is mood of the sprinkle, reflected in the heart of these Manjaris. Because these Manjaris, they are Tadatmika in Srimati Radhika. So automatically reflect. Understand? तदात्मिका तद आत्मिका तदात्मिका उनके भाव उसमें पूर्ण रूप से क्या बोलते हैं
संक्रामित
हो जाती है रिफ्लेक्टेड हो जाती है और कुछ नहीं जैसे आग लोहा में प्रवेश करके तदात्म हो गए लोहे जो है कोई वस्तु के जला नहीं सकते लोहे में जो आग प्रवेश कर जाते हैं वही जो जलन तो लोहे के यदि कहीं पर रख दिया जाए वो जला दे सकती है Understand? Iron, not to burn anybody, anything. But if the fire enter in the iron, heated, then the iron,
same effect
to burning. So Srimati, the Manjaris, they are only one mood invert in Srimati Radhika's. They are the Tadatmika. They are the Srimati Radhika is heart, mind, soul. One pointed. So Srimati Radhika's all things also reflected on the Manjaris.
But if there is Swabhakti Sriyam,
yes.
Swabhakti Sriyam.
Yes.
But Swabhakti Sriyam, some vasishtha between Swabhakti Sriyam and Unnata Jalaras. No? Srimati Radharani is Unnata Jalaras.
Unnata Jalaras. Yes.
Manjaris are Swabhakti Sriyam.
Yes.
But Swabhakti Sriyam and Unnata Jalaras, some difference.
His sprinkle is coming. Because sprinkle is coming only. All things Srimati Radhika one mood is coming. One mood is in the one the sprinkle of fire. On the spark of the fire, it is same power and the burning of the one candle of the same power.
So
also understand it or not? One the sprinkle spark of the fire. Also it burns the many all the house. And around the candle of fire, also burn the house, otherwise not. The same power. No understanding.
Yeah, but one spark and big fire.
Big fire. It is same, everything is coming.
Same quality.
Yes.
But different quantity.
Huh. Different quantity, can the same quality.
Same quality.
Yes, Srimati Radhika is coming to reflect it from Srimati Radhika's and to enter in the all any mandir. So the same thing is coming.
So they can understand completely?
Yes. Srimati Radhika's mood, they can feel completely.
They can understand, but do they taste completely?
Eh?
They taste also
yes.
completely?
Yes. Many slokas also saying, especially Krishna Das Kaviraj, Grantha, Govinda Lilamritam. And automatically is coming. Latari Jodi Krishna Riparsai. If the Krishna touch Lata, that means Srimati Radhika, and there within all the flowers and manjaris
moving.
Move. I not to explain me say.
But if manjaris,
I also in class also say. Yes.
Vishantara.
Can we say one question? Can we say that the manjaris, like for example, there is Krishna.
This is not our.
She's tasting Krishna, and they are more because they are.
they are getting from both?
Everything Srimati Radhika testing, meeting with Krishna, that the same thing this Manjari also testing. It is our out of course.
Out of this topic.
Now, Gurudev not saying. So, so Lalita and Vishakha, they could not completely test the mood of Srimati Radhika. So Gurudev is saying little they also. Why? Because they are not come in the position of Madanakha Mahabhag. Madanakha Mahabhag only Srimati Radhika. So Gurudev also saying, how did Gisin Gop Sri Krishna in Bhramar Gita Gurudev is saying one slok of Srimad Bhramar Gita. Mohini Sakrita Adhara Sudhanan
Mohini
Payetva Srimati Radhika is saying at the time of Dibba Unumat Dasa. In the time of Dibba Unumat Dasa, Srimati Dibba Unumat stage, that time Srimati Radhika, she also saying. So Krishna also he forcefully to pankara.
So he forced me to drink the nectar, of, his
nectar
lips.
Of his lips. He forcefully. We are not drinking. He forcefully.
Forced me to drink the nectar of his lips.
Understand? You?
कौन कह रहा राधा जी कह रही
है राधा जी कह रही है ये भ्रमर गीत की कथा जो राधा जी कह रही है भ्रमर गीत के थोड़ी से अंश जो है गुरु जी ने कहा थे तो गुरु जी थे व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ पावत पायत्व इट इज आल्सो इन ग्रामेटिकल पॉजिटिव वर्ब्स दैट मींस वी नॉट ड्रिंकिंग वी नॉट वांटेड टू ड्रिंक फोर्सली देयर आर द मेनी मीनिंग्स आल्सो गुरुदेव नॉट सेइंग But it is our Vishwanath Chakravarti path and also Jiva Goswami path saying many things. So now we are going in this slope.
So in what context did Gurudev quote this Sakradhara Sudang song?
Sakradhara Sudang? Yes. In this verse also saying.
Kaunsa hai ye slope
Sakradhara?
It's second verse of Brahmargita.
Brahmargita.
Second verse.
वो लगा दीजिए बाम या कुछ आइडेक्स नहीं वो
थोड़ा
बहुत समय बैठने ना स्लीपिंग ना ना ना
मस्कीटो बाइटिंग
सो लॉन्ग क्लास
वी हैव टू स्टे ऑन
इन दिस श्लोक गुरुदेव नाम कामी इन दिस श्लोक On seeing the Venus fortune.
Gurudev, he quoted this Radhika saying that Krishna forced me to taste the nectar of his lips.
Yeah.
So, how is it in relation to this slok? How is Gurudev connecting these points?
हाँ ये क्यों दिया इसमें? ये quotation क्यों दिया?
ये quotation इसलिए दिया कहते हैं स्वयं कृष्ण जो है इसको राधिका जो भाव जो है वो समझ नहीं पाते महाभाव तो समझ नहीं पाते हैं तो कृष्ण जबरदस्ती करके उनको जो पार दिया उसमें जो आनंद जो है वो श्रीमती राधे के आनंद कौन समझ सकते इफ कृष्ण फोर्सली टू फर्स्ट पान कराया पॉजिटिव टू मेक राधिका ड्रिंक हु कैन रियलाइज इट Krishna himself cannot realize it. For that the Krishna giving his nectar. Krishna himself cannot
Radhaji de rahe hain aswadan wo kar rahe
hain. Understand? So here is the continuing the slok Gurudev also saying.
exactly? You understand?
No. No? No, I don't.
Krishna is giving, he's giving his adhramen, but Shrimati Radhika is drinking that. She's doing that, she's tasting it, and he's giving only. He's not tasting.
Yes.
But what he's is giving, the he's the giver and she's the taker. She's tasting.
And he cannot understand.
He cannot understand that so taste. तो ये महाप्रभु के रूप में इन्होंने किया साधन
तो महाप्रभु इसलिए ही तो आए हैं महाप्रभु के रूप में आए हैं उसको आसादन करने के लिए जितने भी राधा जी के भाव जो है उसको आसादन करने के लिए महाप्रभु के रूप में
because
गुरुदेव also saying this the verse then गुरुदेव coming in the continue this verse on seeing the drinking of the fruits the nectar of Krishna's leaf and these gopis they have also jealous in this verse gopi that here is also Srimati Radhika she also in jealousy mood irsa otherwise Gurudev also saying in Utpreksha Alankar. Utpreksha Alankar that means of his own mood, not saying of his own mood, saying oh, your mood. Understand? This is called the Utpreksha Alankar. Oh, you are so much fortunate.
Utpreksha Alankar ya Avitta Bhav.
Three are ek Avitta Bhav. Avahita bhav and utpriksha alankar is same thing.
Same.
Yeah. So hidden of his own mood and saying, oh, you are so fortunate.
That is utpriksha.
That is utpriksha alankar or avahita bhav. Avahita means to hidden of his, covering of his own mood.
Covering but revealing.
Yeah? Covering but?
Covering but actually revealing.
But, yes.
Revealing in covered.
Yes. Yeah. So
what is being revealed here in the covered way?
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
First is saying jealousy. Because, oh, why jealousy? He's saying, this Venu, Venu is first. He is also male person. But our wealth, also this male person, also tasty. So jealousy. This is called the Swapatna Bhav. Yeah. Here is one thing also Sanatana Goswami is saying. Why Swapatna?
Swapatna is co, means co-wife.
Swapatna you know?
Swapatna but I...
Satin.
Satin, co-wife.
Satin is you know, if you have two wife, they have each jealous. Jealous is...
Swapatna.
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 Yes, as like Uthan Fats, two wives.
Swat ka bhav.
Soteli.
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 Swat. Soteli toh alag ho gaya. Swat matlab wo jo dono ek hi patniyan, ek ki do patniyan, dono mein jo aapas mein jo.
Dono mein aapas mein jo.
Sotan.
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 So
ईर्ष्या आ रही है
अच्छा तो वो बंसी से स्वात का भाव आ रहा
है मुरली इस बेनु से स्वात के भाव क्यों इसमें कहता है वो तो पुरुष है ये तो स्त्री है तो उसमें स्वपतलानी भाव क्यों है बिकॉज बेनु इज मेल गोपीज आर फीमेल व्हाई दे आर यूजिंग दिस वर्ड हियर दे हाउ इज पॉसिबल हियर सनातन गोस्वामी गोपीज आर दे आर सेइंग इन देयर मूड भावावेश में कह रही है दे गोपीज आर सेइंग इन द मूड ऑफ भावावेश
Absorbed in
mood. Yeah. So we are saying in this one. Is that okay, Ukti?
So they can only say it because they're so deeply absorbed in the in Mahabhav.
Mahabhav, yes.
And it's they or just Srimati Radhika?
It's only Radhika who's saying
it. That's saying this.
And Gopi, they also glorify that the Sri Krishna's sound of flutes. Yeah. What Gurudev also quoted 2-3 slokas, Naddastata Tadupadharja Mukunda Gita. this slok, Gurudev also say quoted the slok. Naddostatha tadubadharjo mukunda gita. When Krishna when Krishna flying the fruits, then what happened? That the rivers not flowing, rivers not going, not flowing, rivers will stand by, and they also come back towards the lotus feet of Krishna. And also on hearing the sound of the flutes, and that the deer, they also heard. Deer, male deer and female deer, they are going towards to Krishna. Dhannasma murugatoi hiranyayeta janandananu patta vijitra visam akarna venu ranitam saha Krishna sara puja dadum pranayavalo koi. So Gurudev also say, on in anybody, any animals, in any thabar and jungle, thabar, moving and non-moving, they also change their nature. Apne dharma ke log parivartan kar dete hain.
So mention the clouds also.
Gurudev, yes, also Gurudev also saying the clouds, they also. They also change their nature. So Gurudev says, this is why? This is the power of Krishna's sound of flutes.
एक महाराज जी ने ये बताया था कि लाखों हजारों वर्ष आराधना की किसने की और गोपियों के अनुगत में भजन किया, ये किसका बताया था?
ये तो बाद में आ जाएगा Gurudev is saying, oh, this Venu, when Krishna enter in Vrindavan for cow grazing, on seeing the Krishna's beauty, they are bewildered. Bewildered.
Yes, very good.
And Gurudev also saying, this part, when Krishna enter in the forest, then gopis, they also saying to each other of their sajatiya sakhi, same mood sakhi, they also talking to each other. Here Gurudev also saying, what is meaning of sajatiya? That is here Gurudev, asal siddha gopigan, or the same mood and same person, they also to saying each other.
Can you repeat that as right
word?
Sajatiyo. Sajatiyo means same mood. And Asraya Siddha. Asraya Siddha took shelter to each other. That means Srimati Radhika's and of his very nearest and dearest sakhis. They also speaking to each other. Otherwise, here Sanatan Goswami also saying, Srimati Radhika, she herself sang this verse to Lolita. Goppa. Here the Goppa ki Goppa. In this verse, Srimati Radhika, she herself saying to Lalita Devi.
Gopya means Lalita Devi.
So Gopya means Lalita.
Oh Lalita. Here is Lalita means of his sajut. All the gopis, here is saying. Lalita, she is the topmost gopis of her own youth. So, Sanatana Goswami saying, Srimati Radhika, she is saying to of Lalita Devi.
And her group
also. And her group. It's Lalita Adi. Lalita Adi means of her groups. Lalita Adi's group who? Rupa Manjari is also.
Lalita Ji ke gan mein.
Gan mein. Yeah. So she is saying what? This dry fruits. Yeah. Oh, she is very, this dry fruit is very fortunate. Yeah. And we don't know what he have done in the previous life. Otherwise, what he have done, the strong austerities, what otherwise he are doing? So much pious activities. Punna. Pious activities. I don't know. If Purnamasi Devi, so if Purnamasi or Gargacharjo.
Gargi.
Yeah. They also explain it, but we don't know. What this the fruits in previous life have done? The
austerities
or pious activities.
She's asking if Purnamasi has explained it to her or
Srimati Radhika is asking, oh Lalita, have you heard from Nandimukhi or Gargi any such story, what austerities the fruit has done?
Understand? If you heard from Gargi and Purnamasi, so you can told to us, because we shall also to doing they're the same austerities are the same pious activities. Je tu punner kotha tomadike ekhane lojebosile na bhagoshikoni, because Krishna, this we don't know what pious activities he has done in previous life. We don't know. Because this fruits is now drinking the all the nectar of Sri Krishna's lips. Sri Krishna ke jo hai adharam mrita purna roop se paan kar rahe. Understand? Fully, completely to drinking the nectar of Sri Krishna's lips. So Gurudev is now saying, this tapasya, this austerities in everything, if you not to doing tapasya under guidance of gopis, you cannot taste these things. So Gurudev also quoted the part of the Shrutis, Veda mantra. They also lakhs and lakhs years doing hard austerities. By the mercy of Krishna's special mercy, they also enter in Ras. But they also doing the anugatya.
Gopiyon ka anugatya to kiya
hai? Yeah.
Yeah,
Shrutiyon hai. Shrutiyon hai, kaise
hua? Under guidance.
Yeah. Under guidance of gopis. Yeah. And also saying in or Gopi in yes Srimad Bhagavatam Stuti or mantra
Nibrita
Marun Marun
Yes,
so Gurudev also saying Gopir Anugatya Bina Bhajilo Napai Brajendra Nandane. Without the under guidance of gopis, you do bhajan, never enter in Krishna's madhurya ras. You not testing that this madhurya ras.
What he could have said that sma. Pyas ke maat chhod
diya. Yeah.
Sma.
Yes. So. উত্তর উত্তর বস্তু বংশীটি পান করে দিয়েছে। সো সো গোপী শ্রীমতী রাধিকা সি অলসো সেইং ও ইট ইস আওয়ার ওন থিংস, মানে আমলোকে উত্তরাধিকারী হ্যাঁ, আমলোক ইসকে উত্তরাধিকারী হ্যাঁ, উত্তরাধিকারী উই আর দা
ওনার্স, উই হ্যাভ রাইটস,
উই হ্যাভ রাইটস, উই হ্যাভ রাইট টু ড্রিঙ্কিং দ্য নেক্টার অফ কৃষ্ণ লিভস, বাট the female candidate, male candidate Bansi Venu, why he drinking? Murli can pan kurdishan, because it is impossible. Gurudev is saying only gopis, they also bound to Krishna, not anybody. Gopiyan jo hai कृष्ण के वशीभूत कर सकते हैं, किसी को अधरामृत पान करना है उसके वशीभूत करके पान कर सकते हैं। सो गुरुदेव ऑल्सो सेइंग इफ यू ड्रिंकिंग द अधरामृत एट फर्स्ट व्हाट हैपन यू शुड टू बाउंड बाय योर ऑफ योर प्रेम। सो हियर बंसी ऑल्सो ड्रिंकिंग द नेक्टर ऑफ कृष्णस लीव्स, हाउ इज पॉसिबल? Only Krishna is bound by our prem. Understand?
Yeah.
You understand or you not?
Yeah. Only Krishna, very, only gopis.
Yes.
They have this right of taking the nectar of Krishna's lips.
Yeah.
And one who takes that nectar, then Krishna also automatically he becomes bound by their prem.